So Henry, what have we been doing in literacy the last couple of days?
We have been like working on some Greek myths, and we've been writing stuff about the Minotaur.
Okay. Ramani, you've written your one, so we'd like to share that with everybody. So if you could read us your story, your it's a descriptive bit about when Theseus entered the labyrinth. So off you go.
The feel of the cold, damp floor beneath Theseus's feet sent a wave of shock through his body as he entered the labyrinth. His eyes tried to adjust to the darkness of this mine, but it was hopeless. The vile smell of rotting bodies surrounded him. They warned him to turn back and just kill himself. Anything would be better than getting eaten alive by the gruesome Minotaur, but Theseus was not a coward. With growing confidence, he strode deeper into the labyrinth, trying to detect any signs of the beast that kept him company in this twisted maze. His hands felt for the walls around him, and he quickly jolted backwards as he became aware of the sticky slime that covered them. Theseus shuddered as he imagined the horrors of the maze. Every step felt like his last. Silence. His heart thumped inside him as the roar of the Minotaur got louder and louder gradually. Was this the end? The sound of footsteps filled the air, and he could feel the Minotaur breathing down his neck just behind him. Theseus slowly turned. He could dimly make out the outline of the monster. As their eyes met, Theseus knew it was now or never.
So, Olivia, what do you think about that?
She's been very descriptive with her writing. And
any bit in particular you thought was the best bit of description, your favourite bit? The best bit, most effective bit?
The most effective bit, I think, was the where she described the Minotaur breathing down her neck.
Why is that effective? That fact that he was breathing down his neck, what does that tell you as a reader?
It brings suspense.
Okay, cool. So that's the bit of writing, and hopefully more stuff and work that we do here in Class Elm we'll be sharing online.